Well, now. Good afternoon and welcome to the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. We're so happy that you've continued your weekend here with us on the station that's bringing you fresh talk all day. Now, the happy hour, and this is DeAndra Carter, of course. I know some of you know my voice from the Morning Blend, but here in the happy hour, we're only talking about good things, the positive things in our community. We're highlighting individuals and groups that are making positive impact, and we're trying to give them a platform so that the general public learns a little bit more about these efforts. And perhaps, if you can, you can find a way to join them or support them. We want to give a voice to those that are doing good, so that we all know what they're doing and we can all chip in, because at the end of the day, this isn't just one person's job. I'm happy today to be joined. I will say, I believe this is one of the biggest set of groups that we've ever had on this show. And we have about, they're rolling deep, man. They're about six persons. There are six persons here with us. And just before I get into their introductions, and we have some illustrious folks with us, and I'll let them introduce themselves, but just to say, we have somebody who I've known personally for almost 20 years, I feel, at this point. We're still young people. We are still young. Don't let that date us. But joining us today are representatives of the Youth Empowerment for Transformation. They call themselves YET. It is a registered youth organization with the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture here in the Bahamas. We believe, that is, they believe, that the youth of the nation is our most precious resource. Therefore, platforms must be created to engage their authentic participation. Now, I am personally curious as to what is authentic participation. Sounds very diplomatic there. The youth voice must be heard in this nation, the region, and the world. They are the future leaders, and we must work with them as they prepare for their role. I am intrigued, and I hope you all are too. Their activities and programs encourage participation of youth ages 16 to 25 years of age. Their main areas of focus are financial education, entrepreneurship, leadership training, personal and social development, and advocacy training. We need all of these things here in the Bahamas. You can check them out. They are growing, and they want to know, what ingredient do you bring to the recipe for positive change? You want to be the change that you see in your country and the world. And that's playing off of the words of Gandhi. So now we go down this list of all the beautiful people inside on this show today. Joining us would be Lisa Adderley Paul, and these are the members of the adult team. Joining her is Andre Kelly, LaShawn Burke. We also have the primary youth team. Their members are Zaza Smith, Nathan Coakley, and Reagan Capello. So we'll start very first with Lisa. Good day, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Deandra. I am happy to be here and happy to be a part of amplifying the youth voice in this country.
Excellent, excellent. Andre Kelly, how are you doing?
Hey, DeAndre, so good to be here. I'm joining with Lisa and saying I'm excited to be here. And it's all about how do we help the young people to raise their voices to the issues and make a difference. I'm glad to be here.
I love that. I love that. Again, platforms. This is what this show is all about. And you all are here telling us more about yours. LaShawn, how are you?
Hi, Ms. Cartwright. I'm great. We are here to work with youth to empower them and to give them a voice in the communities in the region. Nice being here.
Excellent. Now we go to the members of the youth, the primary youth team. Sessa, how are you?
Good evening. I'm fine, thank you. My name is Sasa Smith, as you know, and I'm 18 years old. I'm currently a 12th grade student. I have a passion for neuroscience, and anything about the brain truly excites me. And I want to pursue that in college. As a youth volunteer, my goal in YET is to continue to uplift the spirits of my fellow youths.
You're inspiring us already. Nathan, how are you? Tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Good evening, Ms. Cartwright. My name is Nathan Coakley, as you all know. I attend C.I. Gibson Senior High School, and I am 17 years old. I have aspirations of becoming a civil litigation lawyer as well as the future leader of this country. and I am so happy to be involved in an organization like this.
Excellent. And last but definitely not least, Reagan.
Good evening. As you know, my name is Reagan. I aspire to be a graphic designer, and I'm 17 years old, and I'm a 12th grader at Tamberley International School. I think YET is such a very beautiful organization. It gives youth space to let their voice be heard and amplified.
Excellent. Love that. So, as you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, we have a full house, but we're not going to waste any time and we're going to jump straight in because they came prepared to tell us all about their organization. Starting out first, what is YET? And I think LaShawn's going to tell us a little bit more about that. And remember, LaShawn, speak directly into your mic so that everybody can hear you.
Okay. Are you hearing me better now?
As good as can be, I think.
So, YET, as we mentioned before, is a registered youth organization with the Ministry of Youth in Bahamas. And our activities and programs, we encourage youth participation of both males and females ages 16 to 25 years of age. Currently, we are a youth-serving organization. But our hope and plans are that the organization will evolve into a youth-led organization where youth actively participate in the organization achieving its mission and vision. As such, what our organization do is we use a positive developmental approach where youths are seen as assets rather than a problem to fix. And we don't compare them and say, you know, long ago we used to do this or long ago we used to do that. We're not going to do that. We're going to look at them as individuals. As adults in the organization, what we do, we want to journey with youth. We want to walk with our youths. We want to advocate. We want to help empower them so that their voices can be heard, they can be acknowledged, and can be used to make positive changes in our country, in our region, and on the world. And as such, we seek to promote five key qualities in our youths. We want them to be competent, where they have a positive view of themselves and their actions in areas such as their social, academic, and vocational. We want them to display confidence. We want them to have an internal sense of overall positive self-worth, identity, and belief in the future. And that we believe is imperative to a healthy adulthood. Youths must have positive bonds, which we hope they establish with ourselves, with other people, and other institutions. Their character must be developed in such a manner that they have genuine respect for societal, cultural rules, and a sense of right and wrong. And lastly, we want to invoke in them a sense of sympathy and empathy for others. Now, it must be noted when we speak of success, we are not gauging this by money or possessions, but rather being all that you can be. So, whatever career path you take or is chosen, you are happy and contented. So that is youth empowerment for transformation in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, that's a lot going on there. And definitely the intention to positively impact our young people. Now, the organization is new, but I know that there are a lot of people that are involved. So, what are some of the positions and roles that YET has?
So we are not the typical organization. We do not have assigned roles because, as I previously mentioned, we are working towards a youth-led organization where the youths take charge. Therefore, we do not work on youths, but rather we work with youths.
Okay. So I know persons listening in may have some questions. It's not youth-led just yet, but I'm assuming that there are adults involved, particularly as you are registered with the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture. So how does that work right now?
So what do we have is our advisory board. We have people from different professionals that serve the youth and help and guide organizations towards this being youth-led. And these individuals in the team, we lend our expertise to reaching youths, to guiding them so that they can recognize their potential. So we take on different roles when and as we're needed. For example, I am from Trinidad and Tobago, currently in my final year reading for a BSc in Youth Development Work. And as part of the advisory board, what I do, I will lend my time to document checks. So that is just one of the things. We take on roles as and when needed.
Okay, wonderful. And that just leads us straight into what are some of the portfolios?
So Lisa will also add to this, but some of the portfolios we will have is we'll have PROs. We will also have those who will do our social media presence. Then we have our financial managers, some like that, Lisa.
Okay, thanks, LaShawn. Some of the other portfolios that we're looking at, when we started to examine what's going on with youth situationally, not only in the country, but also in the region and in the world, we wanted to sort of direct our efforts with them towards addressing those needs. So some of the things we started to look at were the unemployment rates. A lot of persons was talking about the unemployment rates. Then you would find that persons were saying, but I went to school and I got a degree and I still can't find a job. And then there were challenges about money and the economic climate. And so what we decided to do along with the youth, we have a lot of what you call focus conversations. We do polls, we do questionnaires so that we get a pulse on not just the secondary research in terms of what somebody else has done, but what is going on here. So we talk to our youth, we engage our youth, we always have an open door policy to share. So we come up with our ideas together. And so when we talk more about some other topics later on down, I will sh will actually share with you how we worked together to arrive to the point that we are at now.
Great. Now that is powerful. Now, as you were speaking, I was just bringing up some data just for our listening audience. And this is according to one of our the preliminary results Labor Force survey, and that's coming out of the Bahamas National Statistical Institute. And talking about youth unemployment, it's saying that young men aged 15 to 24 are more likely to be unemployed when compared with women in their same age cohort. I'm looking at this right here as well. The ages, and this is both men and women, young men and women ages 15 to 24, it's hovering around 18%. Now, of course, this data is from 2023, but this is what is easily accessible online. We all know that our government is still working on bringing these things up to date. But 18%, almost 19%, and that's ages 15 to 24. When we go up a little bit higher to 25 to 54, because depending on which entities you're dealing with, youth goes up to 35. It's hovering around 8%. This is rather high. So the fact that YT has this as one of its focus areas is very helpful. Now, we touched on portfolios. We started on ongoing projects. Lisa, can you tell me a little bit more?
Okay, certainly. Right now, and now last year, what we did as an organization involving both primary and adult youth, we strategically had several activities ranging from a questionnaire with closed and open-ended questions, allowing them to express themselves freely. And we ask certain questions like what they think about YET, what they think the focus should be, how we could prepare the organization, those type of things. We did what you call a needs assessment, and we involved everybody in that needs assessment. And so coming out of that exercise, there were certain things that we recognized that were needed. And now the current project is a response to that needs assessment. And the needs assessment was that we have challenges with some resources, but a way to address that is to make YET more visible. And we thought about ways and means that we could make YET more visible that is cost effective, and also creating platforms for all of us to be a part of the experience, thus building capacity and confidence.
I like that those are the words that we all have tethered to everything that you all do, capacity and confidence. Now, I just want to stick a pin. You all conducted a needs assessment. Is that available to the public so they can understand the situation a little bit better?
When I said we did a needs assessment, that was just of the organization. So that was that was just a needs assessment on YET and how YET could be more effective in the work that they're doing. Both LaShawn and I are reading for our youth development degree with the University of the West Indies. And so that's something that we came that came out of that. And so everybody was a part of that experience. And everybody was allowed to contribute to that. And coming out of that, so this ongoing project that we have right now is making YET more visible and also amplifying that youth voice group being on platforms that would give our youth an opportunity to enhance their speaking, thinking, listening skills, and feeling just all around more confident, understanding and knowing that they have a voice. And people want to hear what they have to say.
And people do want to hear what they have to say. We always say that our young people are the future, but they are the present. We need to make sure that we try our best to involve them, facilitate them, support them. Now, we're talking about the ongoing. And I know we want to talk about the upcoming, but I feel like we need to share with everybody just before we have to go to our break. I mean, we have a few minutes, about 12 before we go to that break. But why did you form YET? Why did it come into existence?
I'm just one of the founding members. It's 11 of us. And we were just always talking about what needs to be done, what could be done. And then, of course, I realized that I needed to increase my capacity because my background is in education, but I didn't have certain skills that I needed, you know. So I decided, okay, I'm going to get this youth development degree. And in the meantime, I'm going to pull together like-minded people, and we are not going to focus on the problem because we already know what the problem is. We want to focus on the solution. And so just like with those educators know about VARC and the different types of learning styles, there are many different types of learners, and there are some persons who are never going to want to be in a traditional job, but that's why we wanted to focus on the entrepreneurship skills. We also wanted to focus on the advocacy because everybody that's involved agrees that we have a duty not only to ourselves and the current generation, but the one to come. Because right now, as much as we would like to say we have so much challenges, we are standing on the shoulders of many persons who have paved the way for us. And so that's why we put that advocacy in there. And also we wanted to focus on not just the traditional forms of advocacy, but talking about the advocacy that employs the art forms, the varied art forms, so we could be creative. So because what if somebody isn't into public speaking, but they can advocate through their art? It could be creative art or spoken word, you know. We wanted to talk up and explore all of the possibilities. So we said, you know what? Let's get together. Let's form this. We know it's going to be work, but it's a worthy cause. Because, like you said, the youth is not just the future; they are the present.
I love that we're on the same accord with that. I feel like when we get to upcoming projects, we may be there for a moment. And I just wanted to hear from some of the young folks here that, we're talking about why YET was actually formed. And I want to know, why did they join YET? And should other young people consider joining YET? So I think we'll start with Reagan again.
Well, YET was introduced to me by my friend Sasa. She brought me into it, and I believe that it's a very beautiful cause, and it just gives young youths just an opportunity to show their creative side and like get it educated on certain topics that'll help them as they progress in life. So I believe it was beautifully done and it kind of lured me into joining. So I believe it might be a beautiful thing for others my age and my age bracket to join.
And do you get an opportunity to talk to other young folks about YET and what has been their feedback?
I brought in a lot of my friends about it. They also believed it was a beautiful organization and what they're fighting for. I believe it. They believed that it was also something worth, joining.
And out of all of the different focus areas that YET has, which one or two do you focus on primarily? What is it that you want out of YET the most out of all of the focus areas?
I believe entrepreneurship, that, letting my own shine in the world, be seen. I believe that's where I enjoy.
Excellent. Nathan, what about you? Why did you join YET and why do you think YET would benefit other young people?
Well, the reason I joined YET was because it was upon recommendation from my friend, who I was inside the organization with previously. And the reason I was intrigued by YET, I suppose you can say it was a calling, per se. To diverge a little bit, I recently attempted to start a student government initiative. This government will collaborate with all the schools in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. In essence, the purpose and mandate of my initiative was essentially similar to that of YET, giving the youth voices so they can be heard.
And so the similarities lined up very well. Now, what has been the feedback from
Yes,
your
ma'am.
fellow students?
Pardon, can you repeat that? You were breaking up on my end.
No worries. What has been the feedback from your fellow students on YET? Do you talk to them about it?
Yes, I spoke to a few of my peers inside CI Gibson, and they said it's an excellent initiative and they will be interested in joining. But however, because we are in the latter part of our school year, they were saying they want to join next year.
Wonderful. You got to keep that hope alive. Sasa,
Yes,
so
ma'am.
you've been bringing in folks. It seems Reagan says she came in because of you. Why did you join YET?
Of course. Well, it was first introduced to me during the summer. My mother proposed this organization to me. After that, I reached out to Miss Lisa and we met at Starbucks just to get a feel for the organization and its future impact. And when I sat down and listened to how passionate Miss Lisa was and her commitment to youth like myself, I immediately volunteered. So what spoke out to me about YET is that it's all about amplifying the youth voice and enhancing the success already found within our Bahamian youths. Through YET's goal to promote financial literacy, empower the youth, and enhance national pride, I feel like our youth is given a further foundation to get to work and to make a change within our society, whether that be through being a banker or a member within our government. So in any case, I believe that YET supplements our youth with the confidence to tackle any challenge, no matter how big or small. So I felt like contributing to that and engaging with my peers to contribute to this organization was something that I found interesting.
Powerful. Thank you so much, Lisa. Your young people have a lot of passion and enthusiasm about this. Do you think that your passion about it has transferred to these young folks? Do you think it's important for our adults to really walk their talk?
Yes, I believe that 100%. Because what I've noticed after being around young people for some time, working with them for 20 plus years, this generation, if you are going to work with them, you've got to come real. You've got to show it, not just talk it. And if you are not, and I think what I think a lot of persons need to understand and is that they just want us to be transparent with them. They want us to be real with them, and they want to feel like we care. And I think that, and it's okay if you don't want to work in a particular area, but don't try to work in that area if you really don't want to work in that area, because it's going to ring true.
Very powerful words there. And I think very necessary for our listening audience to hear from a practitioner such as yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, Lisa is being so very modest. She and I would have met inside one of the Ministry of Youth's WhatsApp groups for NGOs that are serving young people in this country. I have also had the chance to see Lisa's further passion at a meetup at Starbucks. I think that seems to be the place. And no, they don't sponsor the show. They're just a very convenient place for people to meet. No, this is fun. I am just so happy that y'all came on to talk to people about this. And I know we talked about, and just before we go to our one and only break, Lisa, remind me, when did YET start the year? Just so the listening audience also knows that you've been around for a while, a short while, but you've had so much impact so far.
The YET became officially registered late October 2023.
My goodness, and you're doing work for some persons, some entities have been around for longer than that and don't have as much enthusiasm or passion anymore. And this is, I think, an important conversation for us to have, perhaps not on this show, but to talk about succession planning and what YET is doing to create itself as a youth-driven organization that's being guided by you all, at this time at least. This is brilliant. And honestly, other youth organizations should take a page out of your book, if I might say. Now, ladies and gentlemen, time has been flying, but we're going to take our break. Please stay tuned here on the Happy Hour. This is Deandra. This is Guardian Radio 96.9, and we're talking with the youth. I want to get this right, YET, because there's another organization with a similar acronym, but we're talking with YET today, and we have Lisa Adderley Paul, Andre Kelly, LaShawn Burke joining us, along with Sasa Smith, Nathan Coakley, and Reagan Capello. Stay tuned, we'll be right back after this break. Don't leave me. We're back here with the Happy Hour on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Carter, and joining me today we have YET. For those of you just tuning in on the show, I want to say in the studio, but I am recording this ahead of time just in case you wanted to call in, you won't be able to. But don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, now known as X, as well as all of Guardian Radio's socials. And then you can catch us on YouTube, Spotify to catch this recording of this show at a later time. Joining me is Lisa Adderley Paul, Andre Kelly, LaShawn Burke, Zaza Smith, Nathan Coakley, and Reagan Capello. They're talking about youth empowerment. My gosh, all the young people things inside here. It's a youth-driven organization. Before we get into the rest of our conversation, here on the Happy Hour, I just wanted to talk a bit more about some of the upcoming events that are that have happened today, which would be Saturday, the 15th of March. But I want to talk about some of the things that are going to come up in the coming weeks, just so if you wanted to add something to your calendar with some of the civic organizations. So we would have had this morning, it's Police Month, so they would have had their fun run walk. We would have featured them last week on the show, and then you tell it to Stanya would have also had them on to talk about that. So we're hoping that you're paying attention to what the police are doing. They are doing something, I feel like, almost every other day. So please support them. Shout out to the Rotary Club of South Ocean that would have been having their Men and Boys seminar down there at Holy Trinity. Now, of course, this is March, so there are lots of things happening. So you want to mark your calendar because on Thursday, the 20th of March, the Bahamas Historical Society is having their monthly talk. I haven't heard of another one happening before this. So, I mean, I know they say monthly, but it hasn't happened in a while. So they're talking about, did Bahamians make the right call? And this is a conversation on whether the Bahamas should have become independent or not. So that's starting at 6:30, and that's to 20th of March. You want to contact the Bahamas Historical Society to register for that. The Central Bank of the Bahamas is having their second annual biennial macroeconomic trick. My tongue is tied. I need more coffee. So that's happening on Friday, the 21st of March. You also want to stay tuned. On the 22nd of March, the Rotary Clubs of the Bahamas are facilitating the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards. Lots happening again in March. You want to catch those calendars. And of course, happening on the 20th of March is the Model United Nations program. Their day of competition is happening again down there at the Holy Trinity Activities Hall. You want to reach out to the Rotary Clubs of the Bahamas to find out how you can be a part, how can you support. This is offered to every secondary school within the country, but this year they're just doing New Providence schools, those who have applied for interest. So you want to check it out. It's the only program of its kind. Again, that is Model United Nations 2025. And of course, rounding out the end of March, you have Saturday the 29th. That's the Bahamas Red Cross Fair. I hope you've marked your calendars for that. And then the 30th, this is another society that we're not hearing much from, unfortunately, but at least they're having something. The Nassau Music Society is having one of their concerts. So you want to catch them. And you can check out their pages to find out where you can get their tickets. And that's happening at St. Paul the Apostle down there close to Lifer Key, the Catholic Church. So, as I said, March has lots happening. And if you know of any civic organizations, nonprofit organizations that are hosting events, let me know. I like to actually tell people they're happening. So, without further ado, I'm going to jump right back in and we're going to talk to Andre. Now, a lot of persons, he's also being very modest. He's been dealing with youth matters for, I think, as long as I have, or even longer. But again, we are still young people because we were
You're
doing
so
youth work
young.
from
You are
when
super young.
we were doing youth work from when we were youth.
You're
But
right about that.
Andre Kelly, within his, y'all, ladies and gentlemen, y'all gotta actually research Andre. I'm sure you can Google him. He has his public pages. This fella has been through a lot in his lifetime, and he takes the time to give back to the community. He is an inspiration. He's involved with so many organizations, and I'm happy to have him on board here today, talking to us about YET, because if he's involved, that means it's a good thing, of course. So, Andre, I want you to just talk to us a little bit more. Tell us, who is the target population for YET?
So the target population, DeAndre, is simply individuals, males and females that make up the demographics of what we call youth within the Bahamas and also youth within the region. That age bracket is between 15 to 35 years of age. And it is a huge bracket. And in YET, we've sort of divided it into two subgroups. So we have the primary youth, which are males and females that are between the ages of 15 and 25. And then we also have the adult youth, which I fit into that category as well. It's males and females,
Claim it, Andre, claim
yeah,
it.
too, who are between the ages of 26 to 35. Now, while we have the age brackets and then make up our demographics and the type of people we want to attract. It's important to note, though, we also want youth who desire for their voices to be heard, and also youth who want to develop some necessary skills. We heard a little bit about some of the skills that youth can develop from Lisa earlier, and a lot of them are untapped. They have yet to be discovered, but it's the skill of personal development that focuses on your self-esteem, your ability to communicate effectively, your leadership skills, the creative arts, the things that you're able to do in the arts, financial literacy. You want an understanding of that. We heard from some of our students who are engaged in the program, entrepreneurship, advocacy skills, all of these things are things that if young persons are interested in it and they meet that requirement for that age bracket, yet it's definitely the place for them and the organization for them to become a part of.
It's so much thought and intention that has gone into how you have, you as an YT has created its program. And I'm wondering, because it starts from 15, why not go younger?
So I think when you look at the demographics, and even when we look at the National Youth Policy and the framework, of youth. There's so much room to go beyond that, but we're trying to stick within the frame lines of the 50 to the 35. And I'm sure as we build this and we expand our capacity, who knows, we may see some new things coming in the near future, because our young people matter, our youth matter, and we want to help them, really tap into allowing their voices to be heard.
I love that. I love that. Now that segues quite nicely. So why is YAT important? Why should people care? Why should people become involved? Why should people support?
So you said something earlier, and you talked a little bit about the intent. When we look at who we are, and it goes back to our mission and the things we stand for as a youth organization and movement, the young people are our most precious resources, and we ought to handle them with intent. They must be maintained effectively and also cared for. And then there also has to be programming that's cultivated to their needs. And so when we look at YAT, it's not just another youth organization. For those who may be saying, oh, this is just another youth organization, we have so many youth organizations. There could never be enough youth organizations that are committed to nurturing, but also creating spaces for young people voices to be heard, and YAT is committed to just that. These same young people are precious resources. They face so many challenges, and our approach, our theories, and our concepts at YAT are designed to create a space for their voices to be heard regarding some of those challenges. While we, the adults, the young at heart, we stand guard to sort of help and facilitate that. And then also the programming and the activities pulls out potential. It's designed to do that and turn it into that C word that we've been hearing all throughout the show, capacity, because we're not just working on them, because we don't do that in yet, but we're working with them.
And that is critical. And I think, Andre, that leads us on to what are the upcoming projects? Because it's really well thought. The intention is there. There's activities happening. So what's going to happen in the future? And I think Lisa's going to talk to us about that.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot going on, and Lisa's I'm going to just share some of that with you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Andre. So there are, first of all, YAT, because a lot of persons ask, when do you have your meetings? Because there is so much activity, and I noticed that our young persons, their schedule is busier than mine. So what we've decided to do with the intent is to have it project driven, because we want to ensure that whatever we do has maximum impact for them. And so we have a couple initiatives that are geared towards addressing our main goals. The first thing is our Recipe for Change. Recipe for Change is an advocacy effort. It is not a new name. It's a name that's been what should I say? An activity that I think blends well with the Bahamian culture. We love food. We love to eat. And so, Recipe for Change is an event where we will get youth to sit down and to discuss these issues, but it's going to be over a wonderful meal. We are already engaging local chefs and local artists to make sure that we have this beautiful spread. And then, what we're going to do is record it. Once we've recorded it, edited it, parents, everybody is in agreement that it's good to go, it's going to be all over this country, all over the region, all over the world, thanks to the internet. And so, yes, it's going to take some time to make everybody comfortable, to share, to pull all of the resources needed. And so that's something that we're going to do, starting once students are done with their exams, because we don't want to compete with them preparing for finals, especially our senior students. The next thing that we are very proud of is our Summer Training Academy. You heard us talking about the entrepreneurship, the advocacy, all of these skills. We are in the process of tweaking a 12-week program where it's going to be half in person, half virtual, because we know that persons are busy. And so that we want to address those areas. And here's the highlight, Deandra. We spent a long time looking for adult youth and primary youth that are already engaged in entrepreneurship so that our participants can see right in front of their eyes what is possible. I can just drop a few names right now, like Lakeisha Rowe from Financial Academy. She's going to be one of our presenters. Natanya Flowers, the interview coach. And of course, yours truly, Andre, Mr. Speak It. I gave him that new name, but he is public speaking authority. And so we want to show them, not the adults. This is not a time to showcase us, but it's about youth. And so we feel that when we do things where that demographic is leading the way, it kind of gives them permission to say, you know what? If she could do it, I could do it. Because we're closing in that gap. And then of course, one major fundraising event. We have not decided what that's going to be as yet, but we want to do that because of one of the things is that we don't ever want it to be said that somebody could not participate due to funds. But one of the models that we follow is that we deal with small groups to ensure that we're able to give everybody the attention. If we have a very large group, then some persons, the shy ones, are going to get left out. So we move in rotations of groups of 50 at a time. So let's say with our recipe for change, we'll deal with the first 50. And then so when we are going through our seasons, everybody gets a turn and everybody is building capacity in another area. Because one thing we've noticed is that you may feel like you want to, as a young person, you want to focus on a particular area now, but that's only because you haven't been exposed to something else. And then when you've been exposed to something else, then you develop an interest. So we want to be able to give them as much opportunity as possible.
Again, people don't hear the passion in your voice. I know they may need to get their ears checked right there because you seem to have many ideas, many hopes, many dreams, and you're bringing on the people who know about these things. Now, I'm sure that there are other projects that you have coming up. Is this the only one that we're focusing on, or do you have some more in the pipeline as you continue to grow?
We have some more on the pipeline, some very big ones, but we're not able to give any highlights on them just yet. But stay tuned for details. Stay tuned for details.
You're still inside the kitchen cooking with it. I like it. I like it.
Yes,
Now
yes,
I
yes.
know Andre has a lot more to say, but I don't like when the young people are so quiet. So Sasa, Reagan, Nathan, talk to me. You at least you just told us all about the upcoming, and I like that recipe. Ingredients for success. Love it. How do y'all feel about that? And are y'all excited for that particular opportunity?
Yes, ma'am. I'm very excited about the recipe. I believe that our youth is flourishing. We really have beautiful kids that have the potential, whether that be in sports, art, or other creative endeavors. A prime example of that is Junkanoo, Junior Junkanoo specifically. It's an example of just how intelligent and vibrant our youth is. However, none of that could be possible without the monumental adults that lead us to the right direction. So, in the same view, I believe that YET is just another component that enhances the success and determination found within our youths.
Very good, Sasa. Reagan, Nathan.
I like the idea. I believe that us youths have a lot to bring to the table, a lot of opinions that deserve to be heard. So, I think it's a very good idea as well.
I concur, my best. I think it's an excellent idea because although our youth may be young in age, they may have a lot of experience as well, and they have different views on certain situations that can benefit the future of the Bahamas as well.
Now, speaking about the future Bahamas and YET being built to be a youth-driven organization, what are your views, Reagan, Sasa, and Nathan, on how you can contribute directly to YET and getting it to where it needs to go? Where do you see yourselves in the organization?
In the organization, I see myself trying to enhance myself as well as I'm a part of the youth. A little backstory, I am a very shy person at times, and I told Miss Lisa this at our Starbucks meeting. I'm someone who likes to shy away from confrontation. So even being on this radio station, it was something that I wanted to branch out and enhance myself. So at YET, I see myself growing with it and trying to better myself and also see other youths who are similar to me being able to get out of their comfort zone and establish themselves within their community.
Excellent.
Yes, like Sasa, also kind of shy as well. And I guess just being a part of this organization, just to get more youth engaged and involved with it, and just, also growing and learning more as this progresses.
In contrast to my fellow peers, I think that this organization also presents well networking opportunities because some of our youth today will be future leaders of tomorrow. And if they can make those connections, that can assist them with life as well as further pushing the Bahamas further.
Powerful. Now, Lisa, Andre, and LaShawn, we've heard from the young people just then. Do you have any, in our last 10 minutes, do you have anything more to add about YT? I know we can be here for hours, but what more can we tell the public about why YET matters and how can they support? And I want to focus on that. How can the listening audience support YET as it continues to grow?
Okay, I'll take the lead on that, and then I will allow LaShawn and Andre to share. The first thing what we can do is we can encourage that participation of the youth, because that's the most important thing. We need youth participation, because one of the things that I always say is that I really do not want my voice to be heard. I want to create a platform for these voices to be heard. The reason why I have the confidence and the courage that I have is because some adults worked along with me, but they didn't do it for me. They gave me the platform, and while I was nervous, while I was flawed, they kept encouraging me. It doesn't matter. Keep going. Brush it off. No one's perfect. And I think that is the beauty of youth development work. As a core, is that it's talking about empowering our youth. It's coming from a point of seeing them as assets, not problems. And that, I think, is the most important thing. We know that there are challenges, but we are not focusing on those challenges. We are focusing on the solutions. We are focusing on the fact that every youth, regardless of their situation, regardless of their status, they have a light in them, and that light needs to be seen. They came here to be that gift to the world, and we need to encourage that. And so all we are doing is facilitating that gift within. And so that is why I think YET is important, because it's about empowerment, it's about creating platforms, it's about allowing their voice to be heard. And we want to listen. We want to listen. We're not doing all the talking. And one last thing I just want to share as my colleagues continue, they are the answer. The youth themselves are the answer, And so once that capacity is built and that gift is nurtured within, and we do it together, we will see transformation. And that is why we change the youth empowerment for transformation. And, I think about the butterfly. Once that caterpillar has turned into a butterfly, it never goes back. One transformation takes place, you will see a transformed society, but it happens one person at a time.
And I also want to add as well, Deandra, that there's so many ways that people could assist and just help us with our efforts. You could help through giving. Giving isn't only monetary wise, but it's also giving of your time, giving of your service, adding value to the life of another young person or someone who the seeds you plant today will one day spring up and bear some amazing fruits. And so there's so many opportunities for people to support, but also to partner with us at YET. You could become a program participant. You could also become a volunteer. We need volunteers. We need people who have skills that they can impart into the young people that are coming through the program. You could also become a sponsor. Financial aid is definitely necessary as we seek to cultivate a space where our young people, their voices are heard. You could also become a YET trainer, offering services at discounted rates. You could also become a YET member, offering professional services at a discounted rate, like audiovisual services and so much more. And so there's so much opportunities to just get involved and contribute to the change as we create a space for the voice of young people to be heard, because as Lisa mentioned, they have the solution and we want to give them that opportunity to allow those solutions to come alive.
The passion is just dripping. I love it. I love it. There's so many different options to support. A lot of times, you know, as a public, we tend to hear about these efforts and then we don't know how to help, and y'all have left no stone unturned as to how people can be a part, can support. And I love that for you all. LaShawn, you're being very quiet. Being very, very quiet. Maybe we've lost LaShawn? Oh no.
I'm right here. So our whole thing is that we work with youth, we journey with them. And we do not impose on them our opinions, because they can't think for themselves. They just need to be guided, because we need to move away from that old practice that youths don't know what they want. They have to be told, they are aware of what they want, how they may get it. They may need guidance, but they are aware. So as members of youth, as anyone out there willing to help youths, come forward, lend your services, lend your time, lend your air. And help us to help you to be a better people, so that our region, our world will be a better place.
Marvel, and so true. Now, as we go into our last few moments, Lisa, I need you to let people know, how can they find YET? How can they be in contact? Give us all of the details.
Okay, what we can do right now, we are in the process of setting up some things. So right now we have a email address, info@youthtransformationhub.com, info@youthtransformationhub.com. That is the email address that you can email. You can reach out to us and a team member will get back to you, because we're in the process of setting up telephone lines and setting up our website. We have an awesome company working with us, Key Marketing. And so that website is going to be live very shortly. So for right now, persons can email us and then we can get back out to them and contact them to find out how they want to help us. And we've been getting, thanks to our partners like Flow Bahamas and the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, those WhatsApp groups, they have been very helpful, because we've been getting all sorts of feedback from the public. So send an email and we will answer within 48 hours, and then our phone lines would be up shortly. As I said, we are project driven, and so we don't have a weekly meeting. But all of that information will be live to the general public very soon. And in the meantime, you can just send an email and somebody will reach out to you and contact you with further information relevant to your area of interest.
Excellent, excellent. Now, as we close out, I want to give everybody just about 30 seconds for a closing remark. And we'll start with our young people. So Reagan, Sasa, and Nathan, what are your parting words for our listening audience? What's the last thing you want them to hear from you on this show?
What I appreciate from the wonderful adults in YET is that they truly live up to their statement of empowering the youth. As you can see by just listening to this station, YET is about working with the youth, not on them, but with them. And
as we youth in this organization, we're just simply another example of that. But I believe that doesn't have to stop there. I encourage other youths to participate in this movement, join in it, and envision the beautiful yields the Bahamas will reap by just in being involved or just learning with each other. And as the infamous Bahamian statement goes, we must move upward, onward, forward, and together on this.
Love that. Reagan, Nathan.
Well, I would also like to thank just say thank you for this opportunity, and just it's just we're given a space to, express ourselves without and about and like voice our opinion. So I believe and just not to be afraid to join and then, say what you have to say and let your thoughts be heard as well.
Excellent. Nathan?
Well, in closing, I would like to say to if there's any youth listeners, I think that this organization is going places, and I highly recommend being a part of this organization. This can foster your leadership capabilities, your entrepreneurship skills, and just becoming a member of high society, really and truly. This organization will truly change the Bahamas.
It surely will. With people like you all at the helm, I know it shall. LaShawn, Andre, and Lisa, very quickly, anything to add as we close?
Okay, so I'll go first, and I would just want to say that let's be the change that we wish to see. Let us focus on the solutions, not the problems. And as our youth counterpart said, together, upward and onward, we could do this.
Excellent. Well, that being said, we want to thank the representatives of YET for coming on the show. We had Lisa Adderley Paul, Andre Kelly, LaShawn Burke, Zaza Smith, Nathan Coakley, and Reagan Capello. Again, thank you all. We've had a beautiful conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of many organizations in the country that are trying to make a positive difference. Please support them. They've given you every way of how you can get in contact with them. Again, this is the Youth Empowerment for Transformation, YET. Thank you all again for coming on the show. This has been DeAndra Cartwright, and this is the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9.